This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by the Indiana State Knights of Columbus. And now, here's today's program. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, Jim. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
And I think probably everybody has got their Christmas shopping well underway, we hope.
No.
Well, this year is just going to be all upside down. I mean, shipping delays, empty shelves, who knows? But anyhow.
We got the love of Jesus, though, right?
But Christmas is going to happen, and it'll all be just fine. But if you are going to be ordering online yet, you and going to be using Amazon, you could help us out a little bit if you first go to Amazon Smile or smile.amazon, either one, and they're going to ask you your name and email, and they're going to ask you to pick a charity that you want to support. And if you would pick Catholic Radio Indy, be sure to use all three words, Catholic Radio Indy, then every time you purchase anything on Amazon, Catholic Radio will get a small percentage of your purchase. It doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't cost us anything. And, Jim, we got a lot of listeners, and if everybody jumps on board with that, it really helps us out a bunch. So remember, smile.amazon or amazon.smile and Catholic Radio Indy.
Well, there are many great people that have come out of the church in recent years on the path to sainthood, and Archbishop Fulton Sheen is one of them. Here with us is author Alan Smith to discuss his new book, Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacraments. Welcome to Faith in Action, Alan.
Thank you, Jim and Bridget, for having me on today.
Now, you have a very interesting background. As I started reading a little bit more about what all you're involved with, you're really a Archbishop Sheen expert. Tell us a little bit about all your endeavors with Archbishop Fulton Sheen.
All right. Well, you know, again, Fulton Sheen, I'd like to say, came into my life later than sooner. For some people, they are familiar with Archbishop Sheen's writings at a young age, maybe through a catechism course or watching television. But for me, I didn't really read my first Bishop Sheen book until the year 2009, when I was dropping one of my daughters off to a small Catholic college, and it was by a God incidence that I picked up a Fulton Sheen book, and when I read through the pages, I was hooked. And so, again, it just started me on this path of just wanting to share, you know, again, what I call the wisdom of a saint. And even though the Church hasn't declared Fulton Sheen a saint officially, I think there'll be many that say he is a saint. And so it was just his book called Victory Over Vice that he penned this book in 1939, and it was his Lenten meditations. For 7 weeks, he talked about the seven deadly sins, and he attached the seven last words as the remedy for those sins. And so it was almost like I found a new parish priest who just shouldered up to me and made me feel comfortable. And so, you know, being introduced to Fulton Sheen was a good thing. And of course, before I knew it, I had read 30 of his books and was quite passionate about sharing his messages with the world. And, you know, I've been involved with radio up here in Canada where I live, a small community radio station. We have about, I like to say we have a broadcast strength that reaches about 500,000 souls. And so every Sunday morning I go into the radio station to do the Holy Rosary and the Chaplet of Mercy. And I asked the station manager if I could share Bishop Sheen's radio addresses on air, and I was able to secure the rights to rebroadcast those shows. And boy, it's been a hit with both Protestants and Catholics alike. And so I've been blessed to go and, of course, share Sheen on a regular basis on a secular station in Canada. It's, of course, we don't have Catholic radio up in Canada, so we raise money to buy airtime. And again, just it is the best, one of the, they call it the number one rated show. And so it's nice to be number one at something, but it's not me, it's Fulton Sheen. And so he's still winning over hearts even today. So, you know, here in Canada, I just busy myself with the radio show. Of course, I have a little website I started, bishopsheentoday.com, where people can visit and watch videos and listen to his audio recordings. So kind of my labor of love. I'm that doorman that just greets people and says, you know, hey, you're going to enjoy today's show, you know. Mm-hmm. And some people even call me a pharmacist in that, you know, I dispense remedies for the soul. And so I do that. But again, that's, you know, a little bit. I mean, we could spend hours talking about what God's done in my life and how he's such a show-off. And God is a show-off. He really is. And so, again, I'm a blessed man. So a little bit of radio work, a little bit of course, giving reflections and sharing upon request. And so, again, Fulton mm-hmm. Sheen has just been a real joy in my life. And I think that's why we're here today, to talk about the man and the mission.
One interesting thing about Fulton Sheen, I mean, there's many, many interesting things about Fulton Sheen, but one of the many interesting things is back when he was on radio and TV, there weren't Catholic or Christian or religious radio stations. There were only a couple of networks on television especially, and they were all commercial networks. And his program used to be on a commercial network, and it was a primetime show in the evenings on a commercial network. And I don't know that you'd ever see that again today, but that's where a lot of people met Bishop Fulton Sheen.
Yeah, he is just, I look at him as the media saint. But what, Alan, if someone had never heard of Archbishop Fulton Sheen, how would you describe him for maybe some of our younger audience who just maybe don't know him at all?
Right. Well, you know, I think image is everything. You know, people, when they watch television, they're kind of looking to see, you know, does he have a signature look? Does he, is he mysterious? You know, what, you know, I think of all the different rock stars and all the different personalities, there's always something about them, either their charism or sometimes even just their looks. And Fulton Sheen had both a unique charism and a signature look. I mean, he came out onto the stage wearing, of course, you know, his bishop's robes and, of course, the cape that everybody, you know, comments about. But, you know, he had these eyes that just almost looked into your soul. And, again, people, again, sometimes, you know, maybe weren't as comfortable as they would like to admit, but he did have that presence. He, you know, the camera would zoom in on him, and, of course, he would just give you that look of great love and compassion, but also a seriousness. And yet he still had a very light side, and he warmed everybody up. I think people would almost consider him a newfound friend. And so I always just say he made good television with the way he kept our attention, of course, using a blackboard, and, of course, his movements on the stage or the set. So, again, just a great performer when it comes to entertaining an audience. And so I always say, if you want to be entertained and educated at the same time, watch an edition of Life is Worth Living, and you will not be disappointed.
And it's amazing how he never claimed to be and has never promoted as a prophet as such, but here at Catholic Radio, we give some local evangelist an award each year that we call the Evangelist of the Year Award, and it's actually the Fulton J. Sheen Evangelist of the Year Award. So we did a little bit of research and looking into that as we were coming up with the idea of formalizing the idea, and we noticed that so many things that Bishop Sheen said 40 and 50 years ago on television, he could be saying today. He was talking about a breakdown in society. He was talking about breakdown in families. He was talking about just all kinds of different things that are happening today. They apparently were happening back then to some degree, too, but they're really happening today. When you listen to something, like I say, from 30, 40, 50 years ago, it's still relevant today.
Right. And I'll add to that, Jim, it's just that one of the secrets that Fulton Sheen had, now he didn't reveal this, but we kind of figured it out, is he had the grace of his sacrament. I remember he was a priest, and he was hearing confessions through the week. And so he knew what ailed or, you know, hurt society. And so he was able to minister to souls. And so, again, his secret weapon was the sacrament of his priesthood that helped him to be so effective, an effective communicator, and, again, bringing great consolation to souls. So I remind people of that. Never doubt the graces of the sacraments.
We're talking with Alan Smith. He's the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada and promotes the cause for Fulton J. Sheen's canonization process. And go ahead, Jim, you had a question.
Well, I was just going to ask for some of our Catholic listeners, but we have a lot of non-Catholic listeners as well, how someone becomes a saint. I mean, first, of course, you have to live a holy life and pass on. But that's just the beginning. What are the steps after that between actually getting that little ST in front of your name?
Right. Okay. I've had the privilege of sitting on the board of directors of the Archbishop Fulton John Sheen Foundation in Peoria, Illinois, and it is the group that is behind the cause of Sheen's canonization. And so people ask me, you know, could you please tell me the step-by-step process? And, you know, it's quite simple. Of course, you have to die first. And, of course, Fulton Sheen went to be with the Lord in 1979. And about 20 years later, a group from New York got together and said, you know, we really need to open up this cause for his canonization. And so the group went to the Bishop of New York and asked to see if New York would take on this cause. And at the time, they had many other saints they were working on and felt it wasn't the right timing. And so they went to Peoria and asked, went to Rochester and asked if they would be interested. But Peoria was more than welcoming to the opportunity to start his cause, and so Bishop Jahnke went to Rome, and Bishop Jahnke is the Bishop of Peoria, and he opened up the cause. So you file, I guess, you open a file, I like to say, you know, or you open a case, and so it's for the cause of saints. And so in 2002, Fulton Sheen was declared Servant of God. And then the Vatican says to the group, okay, send us whatever you have from this holy man. And so the Vatican requested that we send over his books, his videos, his audio recordings, so they could look at it. And, you know, Andrew Apostoli, or Father Andrew Apostoli, always said, if you want to become a saint, quickly, don't write 66 books. And so, but still, you know, the Vatican went through each and every one of Fulton Sheen's books. His, they watched his videos, and there's a team of theologians that scrutinize his works. And so, you know, after 10 years of looking at his material, the panel of that are on the cause of the saints said to the Holy Father at the time, Pope Benedict XVI, let's declare him venerable, and that we, you know, really use that term worthy of imitation, to venerate. And so in 2012, Pope Benedict declared Sheen venerable. And so he went up a notch, you could say, in the, you know, saint's ladders, or this climb to become a saint. And so you receive the title Venerable Servant of God. And then the Vatican says, okay, you need a miracle now. So if you want to become Blessed Sheen, you have to present a miracle. And so, you know, we've had a few miracles that have been documented, but there was a miracle of this little boy who was stillborn and was dead for 61 minutes. And during that whole hectic time of paramedics working on this child, the family was praying for the intercession of Fulton Sheen and, of course, the community around them. And miraculously, this child came back to life. That child recovered and is now a 10-year-old boy. And again, there is no signs of brain damage. And so a miracle that he came back to life, but also a miracle that there was no brain damage. And so those medical papers went to the Vatican. And there's actually a panel of seven medical doctors at the cause of the saints. And so they approved this miracle, and they said to the Holy Father, everything here points to something that's unexplainable. You know, feel free, please, declare this miracle to be approved. And Pope Francis did do that, and so he approved the miracle and then said, let's set a date for the Beatification Mass. And that was set for December the 21st in 2019. And then, of course, the Bishop of Rochester just said, you know, could we just pause this just to make sure that everything that Bishop Sheen did here for 3 years, that it's all, you know, in order. And so there was a request for a postponement or a delay. And again, what we've done is we've complied with the Vatican's request. And so I say to people, the cause hasn't been canceled. It's just we're waiting for now a new date. And again, we knew that everything had been scrutinized years earlier. And so, you know, to, of course, keep moving up, you have to, of course, have the Beatification Mass that has to be held. And usually it's held on what I call local soil, or, you know, where the saint, you know, is born. And so, of course, we hope it to be in America and to be soon, and we're just waiting for a date. So, of course, if that blessed day comes and Sheen is declared blessed officially, we would then look for another miracle to be submitted to, again, then hopefully have approved, and then he would be declared saint. So, again, I tried to do it as quickly as I could there, my explanation, but I think our listeners at home will understand what I'm saying.
Sure.
We need to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Alan Smith about his new book, Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacrament, a Fulton Sheen Anthology. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. Jim Ganley and I are in the studio, and we're talking with our guest, Alan Smith, who is really the resident expert on Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And you, and your latest book is what we're talking about. We're going to be talking about the second half, Archbishop Sheen Book of Sacrament, a Fulton Sheen Anthology. So tell us a little bit about the book.
All right. Well, you know, I thought, you know, everybody, if you're honest, if you ask them a question, you know, what are the seven sacraments, and could you explain what they are? And, you know, to be honest, many of us may not be able to list all seven sacraments, or maybe even unpackage what the sacraments are. And, you know, I had to speak from personal experience, but also just in my circle of friends. And so I thought, you know, we really need to take our faith seriously. And, you know, we are a sacramental people. And, you know, when I started to look at the literature of what was out there, you know, I started to realize we need a really good book on the sacraments almost in every Catholic home all over the world, because it's kind of like a reference manual. And so I started to look through, and, of course, I realized that Fulton Sheen in 1962 wrote a book on the sacraments, and I thought, you know, and it hadn't been really promoted or re-released, I'd like to say. And I thought, you know what, who better to teach us than Archbishop Sheen about the sacraments? Because as a bishop, you know, this is what they do. It's teaching the faith. And so I was really inspired to, again, launch into this project because, you know, I have three adult children. And I like to think that my children listen to me, or at least I like to think they do. But I thought, you know, when I pass away and I'm no longer there in their lives, I want to leave them something that, again, they can go to. And so I'm trusting Fulton Sheen to be that teacher of the sacraments for my children and grandchildren when I'm gone. So that's why I put the book together, was to leave this treasury for many people to enjoy for generations to come.
How many writings did you have to go through? I mean, given that he's written, I think you mentioned 66 books and plus all of his television and probably radio appearances, how much material did you have to comb through to put this book together?
Yeah, well, Fulton Sheen, you know, wrote 5 books on the sacraments, and that, you know, he wrote 2 books on the priesthood. The priest is not his own, and those mysterious priests. He penned a catechism. We call it the Sheen Catechism. It's 50 lessons. He put it to vinyl. Of course, it was, many people played his records, but it was also put into a book form. And, of course, he wrote the book 3 to Get Married and in 1951, and These Are the Sacraments in 1962. And I thought just of all of those writings, that really what would resonate with people is his writings on marriage and his writings on the sacraments, because it has to do with the family. You know, a couple gets married, they have children, they teach them the faith, and they live the sacramental life. And then those children grow up, they get married, and they have children, and we repeat this again. And so to give them Sheen's writings, you know, of that beautiful book, 3 to Get Married, and the sacraments, you know, there you go. That's the all-in-one book that every person should have, you know, in their own personal library. And so, you know, again, I had to look at 5 books to kind of realize that it's these 2 books that I think plug in nicely into everyday life. You know, again, not everybody's called to be a priest, and, you know, not everybody wants to read a 50-volume series on the catechism. But, again, 3 to Get Married and These Are the Sacraments, it's a manageable book, it is.
So what age group would you say is this book geared towards?
Well, you know, I always like to think it's, you know, an adult, you know, it's a book for adults because, again, it talks about marriage. And, you know, I think you have to be at a certain level there. But, and also, too, you know, parents are the primary educator of their children, and they're the ones that teach the faith. And so, you know, when you need, you know, a manual, of course, it's, you're going to read it as a mature Catholic, and of course to impart the faith to those, you know, under our direction. So, you know, I would say it's an 18-plus book, you know, in the sense of if you had to ask. But, again, that's a big segment of the market. So, again, I like to think it's for everybody. But, you know, even young people, those who are teenagers, high school age, would still grasp the concept of this book. And so, yeah, I would even include young adults in this you know, this group. So it's amazing how many people in high school, they get it. Mm-hmm. They get the truth. And so you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
I'm curious, you mentioned, you know, just in conversation with, you know, your friend group or your colleagues, and maybe even, you know, people that are not Catholic. And I know you've written other books or compiled other books about Sheen. What kind of feedback have you got? I'm really curious if you've talked to anyone that's not Catholic, what kind of feedback you've gotten from them in terms of what Sheen has said and how it might impact their life. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think Sheen, you would say he was very ecumenical in, you know, his presentation. And it goes back to an early age, like in the 1930s when he was on the Catholic Hour radio broadcast. And, you know, again, back in the 30s and 40s and even in the 50s, there wasn't a lot of radio stations, or were there a lot of television networks. There were just a few. And so, you know, people would listen, you know, Protestants would listen to the Catholic radio programs, and the Catholics would listen to the Protestant radio programs. But Fulton Sheen would say at the end of every broadcast, he says, "I challenge every Jew, Protestant, and Catholic to pray for 1 hour a day," and that we would pray for peace and reconciliation. And now, of course, he would just encourage everyone to just do what was right, to say your prayers, to be kind, to be charitable. So he was very ecumenical. just in his the way he conducted himself. And so people who read Fulton Sheen or listen to him generally are not offended because he always points to the scriptures. And, of course, the Protestants love when the scriptures are pulled into the conversation. And I remember when I wrote my first anthology called The Cries of Jesus from the Cross, which is Sheen's writings on the seven last words. The book is 400 pages, and yet there are 450 scripture passages in the book. And so Fulton Sheen kept connecting the dots and kept pointing us back to the Word of God. And so I think that's why he's such a trusted name. And even later on in his life, it was the Reverend Schuller in California, the Crystal Cathedral, that had Fulton Sheen on his broadcast many times. Because, again, he knew the Protestants would still embrace him because he preached Christ and him crucified. So, again, I don't know if that answers the question.
Yeah.
You know, but, again, you can see how he was a man for all seasons. And, again, he, you know, he wasn't just a Catholic guy. He was an ambassador for Christ to bring all souls to Christ.
Amen. Well, we're just got a minute or so left. Where can people get a copy of the book?
All right. Sophia Institute Press is the publisher of this book, and they have a website called Sophia Institute, SophiaPress.com or SophiaInstitute.com. I'll get it right one of these days. But again, people just, if they Google the book, Book of Sacraments or Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacraments, the Sophia Institute Press will website will come up. Of course, we always recommend to buy local and to support your local retailer of fine Catholic books. And there's always that thing called Amazon that people can find it there. And even, of course, they can find me on my website, bishopsheentoday.com. But again, if you Google Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacraments, you will find it in many fine places. So again, thank you for allowing me to give that shameless plug.
Well, our guest today has been Alan Smith, author of Archbishop Sheen's Book of Sacrament, a Fulton Sheen anthology, and many, many other books. You can get that at SophiaInstitute.com. Alan, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Oh, it's great. You'll have to have me back on because I think we just got it started today. But with Fulton Sheen, there's always a lot to talk about. So thank you again for having me.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. This program is underwritten in part by the Indiana State Knights of Columbus. If you have suggestions for topics or guests for this program, contact Bridget at CatholicRadioIndy.org. That's B-R-I-G-I-D at CatholicRadioIndy.org, or call us at 317-870-8400.